Roger. And although he had been invited to do so,
Roger.
And also, although we did not, the quote was not placed by Mark himself, we wouldn't have said it that way. But we do help many people who come. Someone had asked us about Bill's concern, if we had been approached about Bill's concern before, you know, it went to the degree it went.
You've got very, very weak.
Roger, you have too.
Okay, I just did something very special. Can you call me now?
Eight-oh-one, do you copy? Repeat it and repeat it. 1445 Zulu, 16 February.
Okay, do you want to give me those points before I give you mine? Over.
Yeah.
These are points for Dr. Hudson?
Yeah.
Standby.
Do
Dr.
Hudson before you go in because we're
keeping
this and doing things.
I thought I was told to. Roger.
Sure.
Roger.
Okay, in order to get this message to Quads 1, tell her about Quads 1. The offer made by Bennett that came through Mrs. Maxwell, over.
Roger. Roger.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, glad to give me your notes, and then if that's the notes that you didn't get, and I'll see if maybe you got them in anyway, so it's kind of like coincidence.
So you want to hear from Thomas first before you give yours, right?
I guess so, because we might say we're team.
Okay, we only got to talk to Dr. Hudson for just a little while before Ann had to leave. You copy?
Roger.
He hadn't seen that particular medical report when we arrived. You copy?
Roger.
He seemed pretty surprised by it. He raised his eyebrows quite a bit and said a word. Copy.
Said what?
Oh, said JC.
Roger.
He felt that Dr. Rogers and Dr. Bill were having some problems. You copy?
Rogers and who were having problems?
Dr. Rogers and Dr. Bill, you copy?
What kind of problems are you talking about?
They're both interested in Dr. George's job, you copy?
I
new. This is something that's, been happening for quite a while. You got.
Yeah.
He felt that the particular medical report that we're concerned about, you copy?
Right.
Was approved by a particular old department
Okay.
In Barbara's store, this department has to do with things that Harry likes, you copy?
Places that Millie or Ann could have called this morning?
Well, not directly, one of those people works in this particular department, but they couldn't have called it, no, because the people just work together once in a while, you copy? I don't know if you remember in one of the medical reports that I sent up last time, one of the things that Dr. Hudson said needed improving. Do you copy?
On our part?
Roger, roger. In regards to things that Harry's interested in, do you copy?
Yeah?
You had a particular medical term for that, do you copy?
I don't have your reports with me, so I
really
don't
know. Is anybody there know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a classic medical term for those kinds of things that Harry would be interested in, and very often people think that Dr. Shirley used that a lot, you copy? Joseph's family is taught all the time that Dr. Shirley uses this particular medical terminology all the time. Copy. This particular medical report was approved by that department, you copy?
Well, those four, and also people that like Dr. Bill very much. You copy? One of the things he thought was underlying this, you copy?
What?
One of the other reasons he felt this particular medical report was given out this time, you copy?
Yeah.
Was the fact that, Dr. Hudson had to change from one department to another, do you copy?
Yeah.
And other doctors might also be concerned that they might have to change from one department to another, do you copy? Do you copy?
I copy, but I'm
on a desk. Let me finish. And Edna was part of the reason that Dr. Hudson had to go from one department to the other. Do you copy?
What about Edna?
Roger. Edna. And because these other doctors know that Edna doesn't particularly like Rachel's relatives, this is one way that they could ensure that Edna wouldn't be upset with them. Do you copy?
Roger. And about Edna, since Bill, since it is more prominent and it has more of a skilled background of it.
Roger, but I think the point is that it shows that Edna has a tremendous amount of influence, you copy?
Roger, but you understand, why would that Bill be concerned about it?
Just the fact that Dr. Hudson sees this in terms of his own particular situation, you copy?
Roger.
And that because there was a situation that all the doctors in the hospital were concerned about, they're naturally concerned about their own health, you copy? They're naturally concerned about their own health and making sure that they don't get sick also, do you copy?
Roger.
And he felt this was one of Dr. Bill's preventative cures, you copy?
One of Bill's what?
Preventative steps he takes, over.
Hold on then. Okay.
He said that people in the position of Dr. Rogers and Dr. Bill and Dr. Richards and so on usually never give medical reports in that particular fashion. Do you copy? He used, like I said, he sees all of this in relationship to his own situation, you copy?
Roger.
And he used a classic a term. Stand by.
Okay.
You probably remember that Carl had to do something that was very, painful to him, in regards to Snookum's mom, and nobody else would do this. They left it up to him. It was a final thing he had to do. Do you copy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He said, Dr. Hudson said that they were doing that to him, and he said they're also trying to do that to us. Do you copy?
Hold on.
Kind of a dramatic statement. I mean, from the rest of the conversation, it's not as dramatic as
as that is, but that is what he said, you copy?
Roger, it seems different than what he was saying yesterday.
Roger.
He was very surprised. He was very surprised, Glenn.
Roger,
anything else we have to say? Roger, Roger. He said both Dr. Bill and Dr. Rogers know Dr. Hetty, but were divided over Dr. Hetty's methods. Did you copy?
Yeah.
And we're having, you know, a debate among themselves about that. Over. One thing he said is that Dr. Bill also, his department works with other doctors like Dr. Sam in your area. Do you copy?
Roger.
In fact, he's in charge of those people, over.
Yeah.
And that's why Dr. George had to go to this particular medical convention, because member of Barbara's family played a very important role in this convention.
February the 16th at 11:45 GMT, frequency 7212.
People that live where Rudy lives. Do you copy?
Roger, roger.
In other words, the end result of this kind of work, this kind of work,
Yeah.
And I explained to her that this wasn't a normal
situation that I wasn't, you know, I didn't want to just talk about the time of day or the weather. I wasn't hostile. I had to talk to him. I absolutely had to talk to him. Do you copy?
Yeah.
And she said there was no way, and I kept on pleading with her. Do you copy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so then she got off and she came back on and she said, I'm sorry, you'll have to call back later, and hung up. Do you copy?
Yeah, was she rude or just what?
Yeah, when she came back the last time, she was a little bit hostile.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
That's nice.
Wonderful.
I agree.
Okay, huh?
Oh, that's the word for it.
She said that he was in a meeting, do you copy?
Yeah.
She didn't say who with, and she said that, you know, she'd already interrupted the meeting once to let one of our people talk to him. And this was before she got off, and I told her I had to talk to him. She got off and came back on, and I'm not, do you copy?
Roger. This meeting that Ann was telling you about, is this a meeting for all of Harry's people or only Harry's people in that area of work, like the people that we deal with once a week over? What he told me was but the top level, you know, heads, you got it?
Roger.
But, you know, both sides. Okay, stand by. Roger. Have I something?
Who do you want to talk to?
We wanted to ask Miss Evers something.
Just a minute.
Roger. Okay, see you later. If you want to talk to him, I don't think there's much we can do, unless you think you can talk to him, over.
Roger, that does sound logical. Listen, I wonder if I should call one other person in that area of Harry's to see if that would give us any, you know, verification of that one situation.
Yeah, he said to call around and find out about that.
Roger. Who are you going to call, you said?
Somebody else, just to verify, like, maybe someone in that same, work, that we deal with, a lot, but not, you know, the particular place we deal with a lot. You copy?
Yeah, okay, fine. Stand by a second. That'd be good, but stand by a minute. Maybe you can do the call and have Thomas stand by.
Roger.
It's still too early to talk to Larry, over.
Could you stand by a minute so I can give you some more instructions, please?
Sorry.
Roger. He said, make sure you get in before you, you know, get into other things, but all the positive stuff about QSLing and good relations and medication we're getting brought into this, you know, the place and all that stuff, you know, those are the instructions I think you were given about 4 in the morning, so but they should get in before, you know, quick first, so that it sets up a framework.
Roger, I understand.
He said to go and plant yourself on the doorstep, over.
You copy?
He said go and watch ourselves on the doorstep?
No. Wait. Not necessarily literally on the doorstep, but go and wait to, with your information, plus one other fact I'm going to give you. Do you copy?
Roger.
Okay.
If the 5 will, do that for one, they could certainly do it for Carl, too. You copy?
Roger.
That is an important point to relay.
Roger.
Okay, I guess have somebody reliable on the phone and the other 3 of you go over and, you know, try to convey this when you can.
Roger. Stand by telephone. Calls, we'll go.
Okay, how long will that be?
Gee, I don't know. I mean, she's, stand by. Millie's here by the radio.
I was supposed to wait at Mr. Richards or at George's.
I don't know. Mr. Richards.
Roger, roger. Okay, that's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure.
And have someone on the phone then.
Roger, roger.
Only the one you just called, you knew of this conference?
Roger, but another one said that sometimes happens, but he wasn't particularly aware of it, and he was going to check.
Maybe you should call Mrs. Sandler and ask them if there's such a going on.
Should I explain the reason I'd be definitely concerned because of the arrangement?
No, why don't you just let Mrs. Santiago call?
Roger, just a minute. Tell her to get wherever she's supposed to. Unless she's canceled it and not told me, over.
Why don't you call her now? Because I will. She will not give the message to the other woman. She will simply be asking the other woman to figure out a way for her to talk directly to the wife.
All right. Emma.
Probably not by phone, but if it has to be, it's a confidential conversation, and if medical patients do prefer to keep their confidentiality, so that's the reason.
Roger.
Thomas is going to go and check Ann to that appointment, and I guess he'll go back to see the doctor. So if there is anything else you want me to tell Ann, because she's going to have to go right now. Is he going to go with Jocelyn to see the other doctor?
Roger, they're there now, and what I'm saying is I'll probably just give her a drop and then go back to see the doctor, over.
Jocelyn went with Ann to her appointment.
Okay, Roger, dismiss.
But tell Thomas that he must exercise the utmost of judgment, because this is not a good idea to do what he's doing.
And you say, just to make sure that Thomas exercises diplomacy, because this is not what we usually do.
Roger, or if Julian's around or somebody that could go with him.
At the moment, absolutely nobody is here. Over.
Maybe he would not have to return right away. Maybe he would not have to return right away. You know what I mean? In other words, he could come back there when Ann and Jocelyn were finished with their appointment.
Roger, so can that will be the case then, okay?
I think that would be wiser. All of them go, and let Ann and Jocelyn go to her appointment. Then if they want to arrange to meet him again, you know, they can. Copy?
Roger, Roger. No problem in that.
Tell Ann to call you as soon as you can so you can give her the full message for the wife of Claude.
Okay, Roger, Roger.
Stand by.
Roger.
This section of the tape is very noisy due to activity on the band and at night.
Thank you. Where the sensors take a certain amount of plant pathology and a certain amount of